Shirley Starrick.
Yes. Excellent.
Thank you for participating in this project. This is a really wonderful program.
I'm honoured to be asked.
How many people are in your family?
Three girls we are. One, my oldest is 3 years older than me, and the other one's 11 years younger than me.
What did you used to get up to after school?
Oh, now. We would go up to the Wasley's Oval and play football with a couple of boys up there. That we were all one big family at Wasley's because it was only a small town. And well, we loved that, but it had a barbed wire fence around the outside. Oh. And I tried to climb it. And I've still got a mark up here on my head, but didn't make me any more sensible.
What kind of games did you play growing up?
Oh, we had, well, at school mainly, marbles. And there was a game called Tip Cat. You make a little hole in the soil, and you have a piece of twig of a tree and put it across the hole, and you use a long stick. And the furthest that you could hit it, that's the smartest person. Tip Cat, they called it.
What was one of your popular hairstyles?
I had very curly hair, and it was long, halfway down my back. And then my dad was a man's hairdresser, and he used to keep it all tidy for me. But it was always, I was very blonde.
Mm. What songs do you associate with your youth? Can you sing a line or two from that song?
I remember when I was only about eight, school concert once a year, and I was asked whether I would sing. And I thought, oh, well, I said, I'm only going to do my best. Mm-hmm. So I stood up there and I sang a song called Old Faithful. It was all about a horse. And I stood up there, my knees were shaking. And when I'd finished singing, the chappie, one of the larrikins, we used to call them, the funny boys at school, and they'd sing out, and he said, good old Shecks. And you say, what the dickens is that? Specs and Shirley, Shecks. So I don't think it's funny these days, but that's what we did then. And I can remember that, but I learnt music, the piano, when I was nine.
Are there any special heirloom photos or memorabilia that have passed down in your family that you would like to mention?
Photos?
Yeah.
In those days, they took a lot of family photos, a lot. No, my people didn't take a lot of photos. My dad was a harness maker, and he did all the harness wear for the animals at the Rosewood, the agricultural college, because they didn't have motors in those days, and they had to have harness, you know, what the horses have around here and back there, and they had the big saddle things on their back. It all depends what they're doing, what work they're doing. And he was a very busy man.
What town did you live in?
Right in the main street of Wasley's.
Right in the main
street.
It's
still there. It's a dwelling place now. There's people living in it, a family living in it. From the outside, it looks exactly the same as it was. Looks just like an old shop, only that hasn't got a name on the top. It's all brown now. But I got older, after I'd met my future husband, I used to come over here quite a bit to the festivals of the Barossa Valley. And I enjoyed that very much. Gawler had a lot of a main show for the year. And they too had different organisations with flowers, orchids. I belonged to the orchid club down at Gawler. But everybody had a home garden. And my mother used to decorate the institute stage. You know, they had a platform. And my mother had a beautiful garden, and living just across the road from the institute, it was no trouble to load that up with, all sorts, you know. I won't name the flowers because there's a big range. And she would decorate that right across, especially when I made my debut as well.
Can you think of any major world events that had a big impact on you as a young person?
Oh, the war particularly. Because, I was about 18, then into my 20s, and the Air Force was at Malala, and they would come across to Wasleys to play for the big balls or anything of note. When it came to supper dances, there was an 8-piece band, and when they came to the supper dances, 4 would go downstairs at the Gawler Institute to have supper, and 4 would stay up, and somebody put my name in, and then I was asked to play for the piano for the extra 4 dancers. And then the other half I go down and I do the same again. And I still, this day, I don't know who put my name in, but I enjoyed it. But my husband wasn't a very good dancer when I first met him, before I knew him, you know, really knew him. And if you hear people saying you've got 2 left feet, well, he was walking all over me and I got a little bit stitchy, and I pulled him to the side and I said, don't watch the man in front of you. You dance with me with the rhythm of the music. And we won a waltzing competition not long after that.
Oh, wow.
And so he must have learnt something. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I married that man, Rex Derrick.
With your life experiences and wisdom, is there any one piece of advice that you can offer these 3 young ladies to contemplate for their future?
First thing I would say, remember you're only young once, but you choose the company that you keep, who you mix with. Always wear a smile when you can. Mm-hmm. It works wonders. And study hard if you can. That's where you get your knowledge from. And if you've got a good teacher, have confidence in your teachers. And and I wish you well. Keep yourself healthy and play sport if you can.
I do play sport. Me too. Mm.
Thank you very much, Shirley. Thank you. That was beautiful.
I love your smiles. You.